If you're ever going to have crabs, you definitely want to keep them in a bucket.
Well, I said to her,
that's like a serious fish fry. Yeah. There's a lot of crab.
There's a lot of crab.
It's a pretty big bucket.
Actually, I can't hear anything.
I said to her, I told her, I don't even know what a rhinestone
every time
is.
Grab
and I don't. I don't.
I can hear you. Hello? Hello?
Oh,
are you there?
Hello.
Oh, hello. Welcome to
the broadcast.
We're so glad to be
delighted
here.
Delighted to be here with
thrilled
your hostesses, with the mostesses.
Thank
for,
you.
Once again,
the broadcast.
We both went up and down. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, sometimes
it's a
little bob
fun
and weave. You go up, I go down.
I am Ian Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous Filson sisters.
That felt good.
I'm exhausted.
You probably think you're hearing double. And you are. Of course you are. We are a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
Yep. And we have a lot of fun with it. Yeah. Most people can't tell us apart. I don't think anyone can.
Most of our life.
It's fine. So if you're listening at home and you're saying,
which is which,
don't worry about it. Go with the flow.
Some of our closest personnel can't tell us apart. Some of our family members.
Water.
I think it's the brown stuff.
Hand me this syrup.
Yeah.
This happy syrup that you got from the local.
You start whenever you want, honey.
Gas station.
Well, if you can't, nothing else is open but the gas station, so you got to do what you got to do.
What are you doing? You don't, how do you know I pump you on gas?
Do people do that? Isn't that cute?
I've seen them do it on TV, and I said, honey, come in.
That's
here.
So
they're
fun.
Pumping gas
it's
on the
so
TV.
Old-fashioned.
So excited.
So
hey.
Cool. Well, look at this.
We're on the air. Oh, that's funny.
Oh,
fun
good.
Head
hey.
Hello.
Are we on? Welcome. Welcome
to
the broadcast.
We are so glad to be here. We're thrilled.
Absolutely delighted to be here as your hostesses with the mostesses.
For
on
the broadcast.
You're so cute tonight.
Very nice.
I am Ian Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous Filson sisters.
Oh, it feels good to clean my pipes out.
Oh, boy. It's been too long. You probably think you're hearing double. And of course you are. We are a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
Now, half the time people can't tell us apart. And don't feel bad about it. We have a lot of fun with that.
And if our name sounds familiar to you,
because hope
we know by now, come on. It's
good
like
Lord.
Kellogg's or...
Yeah.
What's another big brand?
Kellogg.
General Mills.
I can only think of Kellogg.
Pantyhose. It's right up there with that.
Well, Kleenex.
We are those. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Gesundheit. We are those Filsons of the Filson family.
Filbert fortune of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A fortune built on nuts. Filberts. So, it's a nut fortune.
And thank you. Which makes us a rich couple of nuts.
Yeah, you know who's a nut?
You're a nut.
You're a nut.
I guess you could say we're a pair of nuts.
You know what? I am the luckiest. She's so cute and she's so much fun. I'm the luckiest.
God, I love this girl. Am I the luckiest?
No, I am.
You know who's the nut?
You're a nut.
Hey, beat me to it. I would like to tell you a little bedtime
Please
story
do.
Here, Vishon. Our father, Phil Filson, God rest
May
his
he rest
soul.
In peace.
He said, my beautiful, identical twin daughters. He put us one on each knee.
He could never tell us apart.
Oh, my God. Poor,
so
poor,
cute.
Poor Seth.
Such a good man, though. Such a mensch, but not as bright as, well, anyway.
Anyway.
So cute. What did he say?
He said, don't rest on your nuts.
Yeah.
Go out there in the world and make a difference.
Do something.
And so here we are tonight.
On Vashon Island. We're on Vashon Island. Listen, if you're listening out there in the big wide world, and God, for your sake, I hope that you are. Vashon Island is an actual place. I couldn't make this up if I tried.
Oh,
it's like an island, but it's very small.
Only small.
And it's they have a town, which they also call Vashon Island. Now, they call it a town. I keep going, where's the town? Where's the town? Apparently,
this is
it. We've
been looking for the Cheesecake Factory
for years. There's no Cheesecake Factory. There's no Target. There's no Starbucks. I don't know why they call it a town.
A spa? No, not a spa.
Nothing.
For miles.
They do not have a traffic light. So I don't know if it can be called a town. But anyway, it's located near Seattle in the other Washington. You know, the one like Washington, but it has all the trees. We don't live here. Thank God. But we love to come here and make a difference. And is it court ordered? Yes, it is. So we get dropped off here for the show. And speaking of which, you're listening to Voice of Vashon on KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org.
And of course, also called Vashon, Voice of Vashon.
You know, they're not creative. They're not creative types. Oh, boy.
I thought you said, we are not creative. They are not creative.
That's right.
Thank you.
God, you're good.
Thank you.
You're on fire tonight.
I hope Jeff, our assistant, is listening tonight.
G-E-O-F-F. Take notes.
Please write
that down. For once in your life.
And this is what you all been waiting for. You all know that we get flown in for these shows and we get off the island as fast
as
we
can.
Humanly
get us out.
We have our limo bring us right in. And it,
in and out.
It takes more time for me to write the topic of the show than the actual show. So I hope you're sitting down.
What's the topic?
Here it is.
I can't wait.
Tonight's topic on the broadcast is Into the Wild, a deep dive into the reflection pool for peace, resilience, and justice. Subtitled, A Skinny Dipper's Guide to All Seasons.
Oh, that's so good.
Thank you.
That draws you right in.
It's complex and confusing at the same time.
That's what I love about
it. Much like pantyhose, what we were discussing earlier. I cannot figure out how they work. They send people to Mars, but they can't find a pair of pantyhose that don't run. What's going on? The misogyny
much? What's going
on? That's
and
what I'm always thinking about that.
And what is it with pantyhose that cause your feet to have that odor?
Do you know what I'm talking about? Anne.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. And it's not just that. It's a lot of entrapment in general up top, on the bottom. Anyway, and of course, as always, we have a fabulous guest with us tonight on the broadcast. Does the topic confuse you?
A bit.
Have you run in for the thesaurus?
Yeah, I'm running for the thesaurus.
Arouse your curiosity.
Always.
Stay tuned. Either way, we'll talk.
But first,
for our favorite segment.
What are we wearing? And where did we wear it? We are just back from a wilderness of sorts. We just had a lovely week in Capri with Sting and Trudy.
Oh,
we've been wanting to spend some time in Capri.
I just love the Capri pants.
Oh, she does.
And their juice boxes.
They're very refreshing. Mm. We had a ball.
Portable.
We had a ball. Sting was a very tiny Speedo.
I think they call that a Sting bikini.
Are you kidding me? Did you just come up with that?
I did, and
You're
then I
so
wrote
cute.
It down. So clear.
Oh, my
anyway,
God.
It worked for us.
Yeah, it's not warm.
It worked and worked. It worked.
Yeah, it did. It's not warm in Capri yet, but you know, we have a lot of those outdoor heaters brought in. Just so many. And then you can get it quite balmy.
And it is a tripping hazard with all the cords, but we have people. It's not a big.
Sing and Trudy, they're fun to vacation with because they keep themselves very busy. They have to do the tantric practicing.
The yoga, the regular just stretching.
The regular stretching.
And then they start stretching together.
And then they do the tantric.
And I think you do.
And we'd enjoy that.
A lot of,
it's very loud.
Oh, very, very.
Voices, it's very
voices
loud.
Really carry in a villa, people.
It's something of the stucco.
Stucco echoes.
It does.
I don't know if a lot of people
it
know
does.
That, but stucco
and the,
echoes.
You know, did it remind you a bit of that summer we had with Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson?
1985, 1986.
Oh, my
something
God.
Something like that.
Tom Hanks, everybody thinks of him as a real clean-cut guy, and he is, of course, but also he's hot to trot. You know what I'm saying?
He's a very flexible actor.
And
lover.
Yeah.
It's true. We believe our time together inspired Forrest Gump.
And big.
I don't want to say how.
Yeah.
And big.
Absolutely. A couple times a day. Now, listen, you look great. You look beautiful.
And you look. Remember how we used to describe our outfits for everyone?
Should we describe them?
On the radio when people can't actually
Tocolo radio.
See us.
You've got what you've got going
go
on tonight is something that catches the eye. And in this colder time of year, I love to see you in warm colors. And that's what you've got going
light
on. You've
reflecting.
Got gold brocade from top to bottom. And I mean that. The dusty
it's
you're wearing drags on the floor, making a
it's
statement.
Also,
the statement is we owe the dry cleaners more money. But who cares? And it's a very vibrant orange. It's almost electric. You know, and under it, you have this gold lame-ish pantsuit with this bold geometric and your arms are freshly shaven. I see you showing me that.
Similar.
You look simply stunning. I've never seen you more beautiful. And
thank
that
you.
Orange brings out
thank
your
you.
Eyes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's warmth exuding this time of the year, don't you think?
You
so
need
many
to keep
people
warm.
Like to wear the blacks, the whites, the monotones.
It's very dull. It's very
it.
Dull.
Well, in general, where we visit, it's typically dull. And so we have to brighten up everyone's day
here
a little bit
Bashan
and
Island.
Their night. My sister,
please.
Consequently, is wearing a beautiful orange kaftan
thank
with
you.
A gold overlay. It's absolutely wonderful.
I appreciate
that's
that.
My necklace. It looks, you're welcome.
It does
it looks
look good,
wonderful
though.
On you.
Thank you. I thought it just tidied it up. Tightened
you're
it up.
You're so good at describing. So I could just say ditto, ditto. You know when your identical twin sister looks this good, You look good.
Who needs a Mia?
Who needs a Mia when I've got you? You look fabulous.
You look fabulous.
Oh, and now, you know, we can't do it without our sponsors. A word from one of our favorite sponsors. It's always we'll the same it. Song.
Interesting. Well, okay, we'll take it. That's right. Fine.
We don't pay our engineer, and why should we?
A word from our sponsor, AeroWax Floor Polish keeps your floors clean and glossy. AeroWax is the only floor polish certified by IPC, the International Plastics Consortium. No floor polish lasts longer. AeroWax Floor Polish, now with 50% more plastic. Brought to you by ExxonMobil.
And also by ExxonMobil, want to feel confident your coiffure is in its rightful place from the boardroom to the bedroom for up to 72 hours?
Wow.
Be sure with Stiff and Sure. It's as easy as pie. Just tightly cover your airways and spray. Set it and forget it. Plus, try the new line of nail polish. Hard and fast. You won't believe the difference.
Should we say hello to our engineer?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for the...
Oh, now you do it.
We like to hop around a bit.
I'm following the script, okay?
What script?
Script schmipped.
Yeah, I thought he knew better. I will tell you...
You've forgotten how it is working
yeah,
with us.
I did.
This is the next one.
Oh, I can get queued up.
He's ready.
He's ready. But you
Chris
want to say
Austin,
hi anyway.
Chris Austin, how are you, honey?
Fine.
We haven't seen you in a long time. What you been up to?
Well, worldwide global news.
Tell us about the worldwide global news.
He's got a new job.
Yeah, it's a satirical news site that's going crazy on the internet.
How do we find it?
Worldwideglobalnews.com.
You got the .com. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know I don't trust those .biz.
We don't like it.
And .net? No,
and
thank you.
.org? Nonprofit?
What was that cute little tagline I read on your card earlier?
It's not The Onion. It's a news leak.
Chris Austin, you're
so clever. I love a homonym.
I think you're going to blow up with this.
Are you selling
ad space and all that?
Yes. Well, last article was the new city for the Yoga Olympics.
Was
just chosen. Lexington, Kentucky, actually.
Lexington, Kentucky?
Yeah, well, they call it Flexington now.
Oh. Flexington.
Yeah, it's good.
Are you a dad? You must be a father.
From horses to heavy...
Because it's dad jokes.
That's a dad joke. My best dad joke is, what did the buffalo say to his kid going off to college?
What?
Bison.
All right, let's get back to our show. Cue up that song. It was so great to hear from
you again. Chris Austin.
No, still the same song, and that's very exciting. Don't give up
your
day job.
All right.
We have this delightful song that we usually play for our guests. Maybe we can hum it for.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake.
Okay, we don't pay royalties, so we can't sing more than that.
It is when we sing it off key. It's fine. Our guest today is Stacey Hindun. She is the creator and directress of Vashon's Wilderness Program.
Oh, fabulous.
We haven't seen it, but we do love our program.
I love a program.
We never miss a rerun of Guiding Light.
I like designing women.
Chips. I love Chips.
Oh, they're so cute.
Matlock can be very tense, though.
I've always enjoyed the Jeffersons. I think they're very
funny and
fresh. I think
we should have them over for dinner. And when no one's watching, The Red Shoe Diaries.
But we're watching,
I'll tell you. Stacey's award-winning program has touched on our deepest and most voyeuristic tendencies.
I can't wait to find
out. People on the TV who are undone.
Yeah.
You know, in the raw.
Yeah, natural.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. People with that vegetarian look in their eyes, I'm assuming. Beatniks. It's about beatniks. It's got to be.
It has to be. It's a little bit crunchy. Stacey Hindun, tell us about your program.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but Stacey's going to be a little bit late today. This is Debbie. Let me introduce myself.
Debbie.
I am Debbie. I am Stacey's twin sister since birth.
What?
Just like you, gal.
Oh, you're lucky
totally,
lady.
Totally. She sent me into stand-in for
this.
Her. I mean, I'm totally qualified
Debbie.
To talk about the nature program in case she's very delayed, but she's coming back from a trip to see our parents, Oikonahara. They actually, she broke their heart 20 years ago. No, seriously,
what happened?
Their heart. She ripped the family away from New York. She moved the whole family out to Vashon Island.
You're kidding me.
No, we could not get
sad.
Over it.
Very
I mean,
sad.
It was like sitting shiva for 2 years.
You're telling me she moved you from New York City to Vashon Island?
Totally. Oof. I am telling you the truth.
They don't even have moisturizer out here.
I know. They have no more. Well, she's learned to make natural moisturizer,
of course.
So she says. But, you know, I have to say, it's very disappointing. Go but
Yellen.
I've learned a lot from my sister.
What have you learned?
Well, you know, standing online at the bagel shop, I'm standing there waiting.
They have a bagel shop?
No, not here, silly.
Oh, okay.
Of course, in New York. Oh, a million of them on of every course. Other corner.
Thank God.
So now I'm hungry. So they have the bagel shop, and yeah. I'm standing there online, and yeah. I'm looking around, and sure. I'm seeing the eyes shifting. It's very beady.
Put your mouth you a little closer to that microphone, but keep telling
you
us.
You can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell
oh, yeah.
what people are like and what bagel they're going to go for.
Okay, tell
if
me
they're
more.
Going for the if they're going for the sesame, if they're going for the poppy seed,
yes.
or if they're going for the everything bagel. I mean, you can kind
oh,
of read
everything.
It in their body yeah. language.
Or the fools this who get the blueberry bagel. That's not a bagel.
That's ridiculous.
That's,
they sell
you.
That, I understand.
That's a chewy
way.
Dessert. A chewy dessert.
It is a total chewy dessert. No.
It's like
not
a gateway for the goyim. They need. Sometimes they need an in. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And so I can tell, but I know this because she's taught me how to track. I know how to read body language. I know how to watch.
Wait a minute.
For
what does this
movements.
Have to do with nature? I don't
nature
understand.
Nature connect. Well, you know, Stacey will get here in a minute. She's
okay,
coming
she'll tell
from
us
the
about
airport.
It.
She's actually flying back from Fort Lauderdale. Because
oh
our
God.
Parents live not too far from there, you know.
Sure, sure, sure.
Fort Lauderdale. I mean, I told them that
would
she was going to be on your show.
We had no idea.
They sent her right to first class. She's texting me. They said
good.
That she knew the Filson sisters.
Oh,
we've never flown commercial, but our name.
But
gets
I hear
around
it's very.
Anyway.
I hear it's nicer if you do the first class.
Yes. It's a step up for those of us who are mere mortals, not
yeah,
like
well,
you.
Oh, yeah. Debbie, it's sweet to say
oh,
it.
Oh, I know.
And to recognize it.
Oh, Debbie. Stacela. Stacela. Hi. Hi.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. I'm late.
Stacey, we're glad you're here. We
Debbie,
got, we got
you
to meet your twin.
In.
You didn't mind your sister.
I did.
I love
did
your sister.
I do a good job there, Stace? I'm the younger one. I'm always looking up for approval. You know how that goes, you two. But you're like born at the same time. Which one was born first?
Oh, it's so good you asked.
Actually,
can you guess?
She was.
I
mean,
it's
no, I
impossible.
Was.
It's
was her.
I can see. You're more mature. I can tell. I can tell.
Around
thank
the,
you.
It
around
thank
the
you,
corners
Debbie.
Of the eyes.
Just right there.
Thank you so much, Debbie.
Debbie.
Mom and Dad, say hello.
So good to meet you, Debbie. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm. Bye,
she's,
Deb.
She's beautiful.
She's great. Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Good
I know,
for you.
It's really wonderful. You know, when I heard that I was going to be on your show, I called my sister and I said, listen, I'm going to be late. Do you think there's any way that you could fill in for me for a minute?
That's a twin sister for you.
I know.
Very
there's nothing
nice.
We wouldn't do for each other.
Right.
I don't think that we would ever be separated to be late. And for that, we find fault in your relationship. But that's okay. You
well,
do you.
Aww. People have to live
that's
the way
true.
They do.
We are heiresses. Perhaps you have
imagine.
One of those things called a J-O-B. And that's very different because our J-O-B is about being together.
Together.
All
together.
Together.
Wow.
All the time.
You're very
and
lucky.
That's fine.
We are
very
lucky.
We are
very,
very
lucky.
For you.
You
I
must
think it's
have
good
a
for
sense of belonging then if you're together.
Oh, you can say that.
Never
you
alone,
can say that.
Never lonely.
You yeah. know how you hear about people who have to like find approval from, you know, men?
Yeah.
We've never needed that.
No.
We find plenty of things for men, don't get me wrong, but never approval. Never mm-hmm. approval because we have each other.
Mm-hmm.
We have each other.
Well, now that you're here, you can describe what this program is. We
yeah,
have
what,
some sort of a TV show.
Is
much
it on
like
Netflix,
we,
HBO?
About the wilderness.
No, I'm sorry to say.
Is it like Naked and Afraid?
Not quite. No,
is it something
not at
like
all.
When you let all the air conditioning out of your house by leaving all the windows open? That's like a wilderness program,
that
right?
That has potential to explore some survival skills
yeah.
there. Yeah.
When
I
you
think
don't
so.
Shave your legs for a week, that could be a wilderness program.
It could be.
Go to bed without lipstick
very
on.
Oh,
I can tell.
Not wearing eyeliner in public. There's a wilderness program
you know,
for
all
you.
All the yeah. students in our programs, they each have their own personal growth edges, and I
yeah.
can hear, you know, I'm listening to you.
I'm
and
feeling
I
nervous.
Think if I was your mentor, I would probably work with that. I would work with you getting comfortable without shaving for a week or without wearing lipstick for
oh,
a night.
Stacey.
But you got to meet people where they're at, though. You know,
so this
it's
is
so
not
important.
A television program at all.
It's not. It's actually completely immersive outside. We don't
outside.
Go inside at all.
How do you blow dry your hair outside?
The wind.
They call that camping, don't they?
Oh boy.
The wind.
Okay,
I'm very confused.
It's an outdoor experience.
Yes, it is. It is. Well, it's many different hours depending on the program that you're going
more
to.
More than 1 hour outside, like in a week?
You have to,
yes.
In a week's time.
Do you have to pee shower outside?
Yes, we teach that too. Mm-hmm.
Even for the ladies.
Mm-hmm. There's certain techniques. We could get graphic if you like.
When you're wearing
actually.
When you're wearing your heels.
Skirts are helpful.
Skirts are helpful.
Skirts are very helpful. And then you do a little shaky shake, you know.
And you skip the undies?
Shake.
You go commando.
I do the shaky shake
because I skip
have
the undies
sure.
most of the time. This is not bad.
Growth
this is
edge.
Interesting.
This is growth terrifying. Edge. I had no idea.
You know I'm in the room, right?
I know. We always know when there's a man next to me working.
You don't need lessons on how to pishar outside, but some of us do. Some of us do.
But don't you get cold? Don't you get bored? Don't you get tired of wearing practical shoes?
I do get tired of wearing practical shoes, but it is very difficult to go in heels, so I wouldn't recommend it.
This like, what is the thing when you have to do service hours and you work outside? Like a chain gang. Is this
is it
something
a chain
like,
gang?
Are these dangerous criminals and they're required to be outside?
No.
Who does your program?
No. There's amazing mentors that teach. They're actually guiding the kids. We serve
children.
Kids ages 4 through 17.
Children outside. Well, that makes sense. Who would want them in your home? They track all sorts
out.
Of things
Send
in.
Them
and
the boogers, that does make sense.
The boogers and their little fingerprints on everything. Mm.
We definitely like them to get muddy and dirty and tell parents to bring a garbage bag at the end of the
day.
To
put the child in
right
the
in
garbage
know, some,
bag? That
I
makes
can't
sense.
Prevent some parents from putting the whole child in, but typically we tell them to take the clothes off and put them in there. Yeah.
You know, usually
the dry cleaning
I
bills.
Pour a drink later, but I'm going to have to right now.
Do
I'm just, I'm
it. Do
my
it.
World is completely...
I do feel
upside down and inside
yeah.
out.
Yeah, this is something.
Stacey Hindon, would you like a glass of wine?
Sure.
If you don't drink, we will.
Okay. Stacey, you created this program.
Well, I was part of a founding group for sure. There were a whole bunch of us back in 2007 mm-hmm. that were participating in a program that was run by the Wilderness Awareness School at the time. They're mm-hmm. located off island. Mm-hmm. The world is bigger than Vashon Island.
Thank
in case
God.
You didn't know.
We're here to tell you it's true.
Oh, boy.
The rumor is true.
It doesn't get much smaller than Vashon Island. That much we know.
But we had a choice at that time because they were Sister not able to heart. Continue running the program. And those of us who were participating really saw what a difference it made for our children.
She is.
Our kids were really, really vital and engaged and
wow.
peaceful.
But what about TV? Doesn't that calm them right down? A little video game, a little Quaalude?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's we have to walk in two worlds these days, they say.
Mm.
You know, we're in an age of technology is ubiquitous and life is very fast for a lot of these kids. And especially coming off the pandemic, there have been a lot of changes
sure,
that we see
sure.
in the children. And they need to be outside. They need to be connecting with nature and each other. And they need to be in a very loving, caring environment with people that are not just their family. And to have other adults in their lives that care about them.
You know, we always had other adults in our life. We were not very close to our mother. She did her best.
I mean, she gave birth to us, and I think that was her finest feat.
She tried very hard.
She did.
And
but
we
were
always
working.
Had...
Stacey Hindon, we've been working since we were very small. We've always been in show business. And we were born wealthy. We will most
we
likely
always
die
had...
wealthy as well.
We always had a dialect coach,
I don't...
which is why we speak such perfect, neutral,
so
no
beautiful.
Accents. Thank you so much for saying
standard
that.
Standard American English. But this torturous business about being outside just to, you know, stay
much.
Off the streets... Keep out of your monkey business. That makes some sense.
It
if
makes
you
some
just
sense.
Tire them out. We don't have children. Why the hell would we ever? And we're no judging
no.
if you do. You
but
do
I am judging
what?
A bit.
The children that are not your own are going to grow up one day, and mm-hmm. they are going to be leaders in their communities. They're going to be leaders in government.
Sure.
They're going to be leading
okay.
and making
that's
decisions
true.
That
that's
are going
true.
To affect your lives
so it matters.
And mine.
So it matters.
So
okay.
we feel that it
all
matters
right.
a lot. Like how... We help raise children.
You know what? Something
in our future, teach them well and let them lead the way.
Yes.
That one comes to mind. I see now what they were talking about.
You know, there's something that worked so beautifully for our generation, and I wonder if it'd make a comeback. We were actually spokespeople, spokeswins for the product, Dr. Hush's Baby Tonic. And
oh,
it was just
that.
A lovely little tonic.
Just a little tincture.
Mostly
a
alcohol,
bit.
A little bit of morphine. And you just give a few drops
just right
in
on the
milk.
Tongue,
or right on the tongue.
It can be a little bit bitter, so you've got to, you know,
and it calms everyone down.
I wonder if that's what my mother put on my thumb when I was...
Could be.
Sucking my thumb when
sure.
I was little, and she tried to, you know, keep me from doing it.
Oh, it would have turned you right in. You would have wanted to suck more. Because
yeah,
it was
I did.
A love...
I learned to scrape it off my teeth and keep sucking.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we go to the dentist. Show up. We visit Dr. Reichman all the time.
But that's because
for that
kids are going to get their needs met any which way they can.
Isn't that the truth?
Right?
Oh,
so
that's,
I know we did. We
were kids once. A very healthy environment in which to channel all their pent-up energy, because a lot of them have it now. Post-pandemic, they are really, really energetic. And we want to channel that in a good way, help balance their nervous system so that they can go to their other learning, education situations and be ready to receive.
It makes some sense. I've always felt a sense of peace after like a hard day of choreography, for
That's
sure.
That's true. That's true. Are you saying you can balance your nervous... You said nervous...
Your nervous system.
System. Mm-hmm. Now, I know about nervous. I feel that often. But I didn't know there was a system. And I didn't know I could balance it.
Yes, you can. You can. The nervous system is quite complex, actually, in the human body. And when we spend a lot of time outside, particularly if you've ever taken your shoes off...
I did in Capri.
Walked around the grass.
I did in Capri.
You were on your back.
Yes.
That's true. Well...
Yes. But the natural world has its own what we call harmonic gait. It's a lot slower than the regular pace of our modern society.
Okay.
Not so much on Bashan. It's a little slower than I'm sure you're used to.
Oh, boy, you're telling me.
No.
But nonetheless, kids these days are very overscheduled. Coming back out of the pandemic, everybody's getting back into activities. And even before the pandemic, they were entirely overscheduled. And it's a lost art to be a child and to wonder and to have downtime and to look up at the clouds. And we make space and time for that kind of relaxation at our programs.
That sounds nice.
This is like a spa. We finally found it.
You found it.
I guess the top age is 17, though. But we could be a mentor.
You could
cool.
be.
We could be twin mentors. There's so much we could teach the
and
youth.
We could just relax and show them how to really relax.
We're very good at it.
Yes.
But we do use supplements, if you know what I mean.
And
is that okay?
And comfortable bedding.
Yeah,
300 count sheets at least.
Yeah.
I think it would be hard to fit all that in your backpack. And
backpack?
Yeah, you have to be able to carry a backpack and walk around.
I don't know.
This might not be for us.
Sounds inhospitable for the kind of footwear that we generally enjoy wearing.
Yeah. Now, I understand you have a big gala coming up.
We do.
We don't have to wear backpacks to the gala, do we?
You could if you want to. I mean, we always encourage people to dress up to come to our galas.
But what does dress up mean on Vashon Stacey Hindon?
It means anything and everything. Honestly, you could come the way you are. So fancy,
We're always
this sort of every day.
This was our travel wear.
Yeah.
You could come in bird-inspired wild wear.
Well, tell us about it. Is there a theme? And let's just have the big reveal here. Let's get it over with. Everyone's
tell
been
everybody
wondering.
They're
it's
buzzing.
True. The
it's
famous
true.
Phils and Sissas are going to come to this wilderness program here, and we're going to MC the fart
so
out
excited.
Of it.
We are so excited to have you.
We're beyond excited. We must say we've been a little bit nervous. We want to know if it's okay if we shave our legs.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Come as you are. There's
good.
You know,
so relieved.
Yeah, it's. You know, you'd be surprised.
Wow.
You'd be surprised how many people think that being in the wilderness is not for them, when actually it's a place for everybody. It's a place where everybody needs to tap into that feeling of belonging and connection. And I think that we get a lot of messages in our society that we don't belong to nature. And we have a lot of ways in which we are being redirected from connecting with nature.
But aren't there lots of fear in nature, Stacey? That recent movie come out, Cocaine Bear Alone, has frightened the bejesus
out
of me. That is so true.
You are not requiring that we attend this gala for you and make it extra fabulous by being outdoors, are you? Please tell us, because I don't remember that in the contract, although Jeff, our assistant,
well, if it's nice out, we might go outside by the fire circle under the stars and bring our dessert out there.
We do love dessert.
That might be nice.
As long as there's some man that can carry, you know, an umbrella
myself.
Over us. Or myself. Yeah. Sister, you know what you're talking about.
I love a little Dolly Parton
cake. Are there bears on Vashon Island? And is there cocaine and where?
I can't speak to the drugs, but I can speak, as far as I know, there is not a bear right now, but there has been in
right
the past.
Now? Really?
Yes, there has been in the past.
And he moved away, he got bored.
There also has been cougar in the past.
Oh, cougar.
There
was a program
day a few years ago when we were 1 hour behind trailing the cougar. It was down at Camp South. That's where we run most of our programs.
Oh.
And one of the mentors at the end of the day shared that he had seen cougar track. And so I asked him to take me there after the kids had left. And indeed, we found it. And I asked him how far away from the cougar did he think he was with the kids. And he said, just about an hour's time, which you can tell, you know, if you look at the tracks. I put my hand down in the track, and I kid you not, I could feel the energy of that cougar rising up through my body. I could start to visualize and imagine the direction that that cougar was traveling in, which you can also tell from the tracks, and what kind of sense they were in, if they were relaxed, if they were hunting, if they were running, if they were running away or running toward. You can tell all that as you learn to track and you learn to read the landscape.
This is
completely cuckoo. I cannot
believe
it.
This reminds me of a psychic. What's the name? Lorena. Doesn't it remind you of Lorena? Do you remember
Shanti
her?
Shanti Lorena Esmeralda. Amazing.
She's so good because she can touch, she can put her hand on your hand and then she can tell you what's going to happen. For the next two years.
What you had for lunch,
yep.
Which I always thought was amazing.
Well,
amazing.
That's
because you always had a little something in your teeth. And
you
she
think
said,
that's it?
Yeah, did you have a kale
She's
salad?
She's great.
Yeah.
That is pretty incredible. I'm not comfortable at all going outside during this gala. If there's a cougar, I want
not
to be.
Not
only cougar should be inside the building,
most
people
of it will
here
be
on
Vashon. Inside. We will welcome
I do love
the
to hear
incredible
that.
Chef Chantel Jackson, who is, I believe, one of your upcoming
guests. I believe
guests.
She's on
she
next
will be,
guest.
She'll be a next guest on the next broadcast.
I'm going to see if she's very comfortable with this wilderness business,
too. But it's very important. We're excited to get back together. We haven't had an in-person gathering in a couple of years because you know what.
It's an honor. We were cryogenically frozen during the whole time.
Yeah,
so it really wasn't a big whoop
it wasn't
for
a
us.
Thing for us.
We didn't have any pent-up energy problems or any
we
of
don't,
that.
Honestly, it sort of was a blip for us. We every about 15 years or so, we get frozen for maybe 12, 17 months, depending on how much we feel we need.
We've and actually only been thawed out a third of our life, which is why
we
look
we
so,
so
young.
You look so young.
Thank
so
you for saying so.
I'm very curious, other than all of the 175 obvious reasons you would have us come to be MCs at your gala.
Great question.
Why did you choose us for this particular gala?
For this particular gala?
Yeah, I mean, we seem to be a little bit different. We're a little uptown. You're a little bit down to earth. Is that it? That's it.
Middle
earth.
I think you go well with the theme, quite honestly.
And tell us more about this so people know what to expect.
Well, we're calling it emergence. Mm. And what does that mean to us? What does that mean to you when you hear the word emergence? Things are coming. You have to be resilient. You have to be adaptable and creative to meet whatever is coming.
Now that's
for certain us.
Yeah.
And one of the many things that we have been turning our hearts and our minds to over the last many years, since probably around the time of 2017 when Standing Rock first happened, which was taking a really hard and close look at what it means to be a Nature Connection organization in this day and age, in this time, when it's so important to acknowledge that the history of our work was started many, many, many years ago by a bunch of folks that have skin just like you and me. We're white-skinned, privileged
people. That we all stole the land from. I mean, I can say
yeah.
it. Right. Yeah.
A little bit of a. We have to acknowledge that truth. That is very true.
Mm-hmm. Sing it, sister.
Yeah.
I do love this angle.
Mm-hmm.
Emergence.
Yeah, and so it's important.
Honoring, respecting the past, moving forward with that.
Yeah.
One foot
being
forward.
Being able to figure out how to do that honorably and respectfully. How to create a space where...
That's our middle name.
Honor and respect.
I don't think so.
Half of you are honest.
I'll never know what's good. All I've been thinking about is what I'm going to wear, but now I'm really getting behind the theme.
I mean, when you think about it, you know, the world is an incredibly beautiful, diverse place. And I know on Vashon it's more limited here, but that doesn't mean that we have to be limited. And it's important to provide a space where everybody sees themselves in their place and that we create a space for everybody to connect or reconnect in some places, in some instances, with nature.
Beautifully.
Beautiful.
And to meet new people. New birds of a different feather.
Oh, I love it.
So my sister and I come in.
You're making me think of the wilderness in a whole different way. And, you know, I'm making a connection, Stacey. You have to tell me if this is relevant. And I think it is. I would say, lost in an emotional wilderness.
For some time.
Or maybe about a year. And I think it was probably 1981. Reagan had just taken office.
He and Nancy weren't having any parties anymore.
It was a hard time. Yeah, he and Nancy were so busy, they weren't entertaining anymore. And we were missing the celebrates at their houses. You know, and of course, Natalie Wood had just died.
That
was very awful time. But
the shoulder pads were wonderful.
Thank you. And the cocaine was great in 81 through 84. Very, very good times. And those both gave us a big lift. Don't you think? Yeah, they did.
We love to play games, and we would love to play a game with you now.
It's our favorite segment. It's called Hot or Not.
Also, still the same song. But
it's so interesting how that's happening tonight. But it makes it...
history is repeating itself.
But he's cute, and I'm going to give him that. He's very cute. Yeah, this is how this works. Yeah,
tell her how the game is played.
We're going to tell you a listing of things you could do in the great outdoors, in the wilderness, if you will, and you're going to tell us if it's hot or not.
So we'll discuss either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to kick it off.
Please.
Hot or not, mushrooming after taking them.
You have to be over 21.
Oh, Nancy. Okay. Nobody's
listen,
listening
hot,
this
you're
late.
You're over 21.
If you're, I love a caveat.
Good. I agree. I think that's very hot.
Doctor prescribes.
Okay. How about sex al fresco?
I loved al fresco. What was his brother's name?
Lars.
The Frescos,
brothers.
The Frescos, they called them.
They're cute.
I do love
you. What do you
the,
think?
Over 21, hot.
We can assume that anybody who's over 21 or under 21 isn't understanding anything we're saying anyway. How about this one? Hot or not? Skinny dipping.
Totally hot.
Okay. Yes. And why
nothing
do you like
refreshing.
It?
Nothing more refreshing.
Because you get to feel the water on your skin.
Mm. You know how Michael Stipe sang it? Night swimming. Deserves a quiet night. Is that what he said?
I don't recall.
I think so.
I have particularly very pale nipples, and I have gotten away a lot with skinny dipping. I will tell you, I just like a little cop running through there.
She really is.
Not a problem.
Does the moon reflect
not a problem
off of them?
Oh, yes. All my moons are so reflective.
Yep. Yeah. She's blessed. Topless beaches, speaking of. Hot or not?
What?
Topless beaches.
Yeah. Hot.
Yeah. What about bottomless beaches like they do in Germany sometimes?
Yeah.
I've never been. I can't say.
We'll take you with us next time.
We have a global empire, and one part of our vast wealth is a series of comedy clubs. We call it the Nuthaus in all over Germany and parts of Bavaria. We've parts of the Czech Republic as well.
That's right.
And we go there often to check on the Nuthaus.
How's it going?
We have a general manager who's absolutely fabulous. Yeah.
I can't think of his name. David Hasselhoff.
Thank
that's
you.
Right. You can think of him. He's big in Germany. They love him. And, you know, he's getting older. I think we're going to have to replace him before long.
Such a funny story. He went in. We've been around so long. We've sat twice for Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
Yep.
He went in recently to get his mold done. And
he sits so still.
So still.
He's very...
They weren't sure if he was his waxed twin or himself.
And they locked up for the night with him in there.
He recently got amazing butt pads added. And he does look great. So should you ever be there. But back to the beaches in Germany, they really shouldn't, but they do. They're very hirsute bunch, the Germans.
Some are very hirsute. And on the opposite spectrum, some have not a hair to be seen. So it's interesting. You get a lot of contrast.
You really do.
Yeah.
The weather is
again,
right there
we're back
either.
To the diversity.
Again,
there you go.
Thank
there you.
You
go. There
come
you go.
As you are. And where are we then? How about this? Hot or not as an outdoor activity?
Speaking of topless.
Driving in a convertible with the top off.
Ooh,
I mean, otherwise it's not an outdoor
this
activity.
This is a good way to practice blow drying your hair.
Yeah.
I say it's for you. It's
true.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, if you Isadora Duncan...
Oh,
be careful.
Maybe not,
be careful.
Yes,
be careful. Let's learn from
silks.
Her. Don't bring the scarves. How about skiing? Water, snow skiing.
Ice skiing.
Do people ski on ice?
Sure.
On the East Coast, of
you
course
could.
They
sure,
do.
Sure, sure. What do you think?
Skiing naked would be kind of hot.
You added
it's
that
funny
part.
Because we didn't ask that. Oh, you've just outed yourself, Stacey Hinden.
She likes it all.
Wow. Over 21,
au naturel.
Naturally.
Au naturel.
Burr. How about this? Skydiving, hot or not?
Oh, no. Not hot.
Not into that.
No, hot. No, too scary. G-force, who throw needs up. It? No, yeah. Who needs that?
No, we've got enough excitement in our lives.
Totally. Yeah. You don't want to have to pull the cord and it not open. Oh. You know,
speaking of messy. Excitement, how about necking at the drive-in?
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Very hot.
If you have the window down, it's like an outdoor activity.
Absolutely. And you should. You should. Otherwise, you're going to fog that thing up.
That's true. And also, you can put your popcorn.
And then they'll know.
Remember, we used to be put a little popcorn next to the Model T, and they, oh, it was so good. I love the drive-in movie theaters. And the necking, of course. How about polo, by land or by sea?
Huh. I would say not hot.
A sport for the wealthy, for sure. Maybe not accessible to all.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. That's a great question. I mean, you know, we often spent so many enjoyable weekends out on horseback with Lilibet. You probably know
her. Just the races,
Queen Elizabeth, and her beautiful horses. And it's a great pastime, and it is an outdoor activity. So I think more people should spend time on horses.
It is. Only if you're doing it the right way. That side saddle business is ridiculous. It really torques the lower spine.
Oh, that's not the way to ride.
It's straightforward. And we could teach you to make some reins of your own. We could teach you to cordage some reins. You take some plant fibers, and, you know, we teach you some techniques. You'd have to probably... go get your nails done a different way before you did that. I know the fancy nails might not work.
Could we have a man, bring a man to do the cordage for us?
For you? Well, you know, we try to teach independence and self-sufficiency
independent
at our programs.
Self-sufficient.
So, in our way.
We have all sorts of people helping us that
work
be independently
with your edges.
Just.
Yeah.
Yes,
edges.
There you
work
go.
With your edges, yeah.
There you go. Outdoor gambling.
No, not hot. No.
Highly addictive in a different way.
We don't like those kind of like competitive, self-sacrificing games.
Oh.
We like cooperative games at the program.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like dunking at the drive-thru.
Yeah,
there you
the
go.
Drive-thru.
Or the hey,
definitely
why
cooperative.
Not? We'll take two
it's
Big
so
Macs.
Make it quick. How about spying on your shirtless gardener on a hot summer day?
Spying is very, very cool.
Wait,
is that hot?
I knew we had stuff in common.
Well, you know, we teach the kids actually how to camouflage, how to be hidden, how to quiet their influence on the surrounding animals and birds so that they can walk and see what's out there. You know, Vashon doesn't have a lot of wild animals like big bears and cougars like we discussed, but there's a lot to see out there in the woods if you can get close to them. But you have to learn to quiet your mind and quiet your body in order to do that.
Ooh.
So we could teach them that. So that's a good prep for spying if you want to take it to that level.
Well, that's a great way to look at it.
Do you think our gardener would appreciate a bunch of children watching him work when he's snipping the hedges?
I don't care what he appreciates. Frankly, I pay his bills.
He's paid very well.
Yeah. What about walking your vineyard?
Walking your vineyard. It's very, very hot, I think. And very warm out there, too. Because vineyards, you know, you need a lot of sun. So you're going to have to pay attention to which way the wind is, where the sun is. You could learn your directions walking in your vineyard.
You could.
If you want.
We have arrows put up everywhere. So the directions.
I tell you, never eat soggy waffles. That's how we teach them.
Well, I wouldn't.
Oof. No.
No.
I wouldn't
Northeast,
anyway because of
Southwest.
The carbs, personally. But
no. But you could, in case you get lost in your massive vineyards, you have to know where the sun is.
We just have a man with us, and I say, which way?
The one with the umbrella, Stacey.
Yeah,
still obviously.
Working on the independence and self-sufficiency.
Stacey, you did very well at that game.
Thank you.
That was
fun. Really fun to play. Applause, applause,
that
applause.
That was great.
Oh,
I think it's time for your segment.
And who's dead now? Let's see if there it is.
He did it.
Aww.
Look at him. He's even cuter.
Today we're going to discuss on who's dead now, Raquel Welch.
Oh,
may she rest
in peace. A perfect 10. A perfect 10.
80.
At 83-ish.
Perhaps. She left behind a legacy of how to wear a fur bikini like nobody's business.
Yep.
Not many people know that Raquel Welch started out obviously as a sex pot.
Sure.
But when a role came up for The Three Musketeers, she knew she had comedy chops. Mm-hmm. She knew she had that impeccable timing that all comedians have.
Oh God,
and she couldn't
so
wait to be on The Three Musketeers. And she was wonderful. Yeah. I don't think she ever shook being, you know, drop dead, gorgeous.
Not a day in her life. Gorgeous, gorgeous,
smoking
gorgeous.
Hot.
Remember her on Mork and Mindy?
One of my favorite.
Very good. She was terrific.
And she was a businesswoman.
Sure.
Most
oh,
of these ladies with perfect gams do. They say, I'm gonna put, I have to think ahead. I think about my future. Independence, as Stacey puts it.
Yeah.
She had a top of the line wig empire.
One of some of the most beautiful wigs. Second real, only to the Delta Burke.
I love,
you know,
a Delta,
I mean?
Burke. Yeah.
I love a Delta Burke.
And a real favorite among many. Some of the more popular lines, and we can discuss. We know, I can see these because we particularly own these wigs, what they look like.
Sure.
The Showstopper.
That's a beautiful wig.
It's a little bit of a blown look,
yep,
but held in place.
That's right.
Showstopper.
Beachy, but not at all beachy.
Yeah. Beachy.
You know
and,
what I mean?
Beachy and bitchy is how I always describe it.
That's a great way to put it.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're a boss of that wig, but you could also just take a stroll outside.
Mm-hmm.
Simmer was lovely. Very soft.
So saucy.
A soft line to that wig.
Yeah.
How about the crowd pleaser?
Oh, that's a great wig. That's a fun one.
That always reminded me of a, like a real hard shell one. Like it was,
yeah,
has, like set it and forget
bit of a
it.
Helmet.
Might have used Stiff and Shaw on that.
They might have.
Like a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one she was so popular for? Straight up with a twist.
Oh, that's a great one.
Very
it's a great
cute.
An updo. Good for any time of
Voltage
day.
Voltage was a good look for her. That
a
was that short one.
A spiky.
Yeah, like a spiky, spiky pixie.
Yeah.
Very cute. Top Billing.
Top Billing. Is that the one that was sort of like the hairdo from 10 with the braids? Should have been.
Bo Derek?
Mm. Oh, I'm thinking of
yeah,
Bo Derek.
That's
oh, gosh.
Right.
I mixed him right up.
Did Bo Derek pass away?
Did
as
she
well?
Die too?
Who's dead now?
Who's dead now? I've really done that. I've really conflated the two. Well, that's embarrassing.
One could say that Raquel
was she
Welch
on Mork and Mindy?
Left behind many hairs.
Oh, my God.
How come we don't
so
have
cute.
A GDM drum roll in this studio?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I mean,
we've
been playing the same song all night, and suddenly I want a drum kit. I know, I ask too much.
But it is time for one of our most fun segments. It's time for The Nut of the Night.
Oh!
Okay. Stacey Hinden, as you know, as everybody in the world knows at this point, we are nut heiresses. And because we are such, you know, icons of the nut world, people want to send us their nuts to taste, to wrap our eyes upon, to wrap our lips around, and to rate.
To
and
put
so,
their nuts in
let me
our
see
mouth.
Who sent us some nuts this week.
You know when you're feeling a little peckish, you're feeling a little peaked, you don't want to, I mean, all of these smoothies, chia seeds, that's all well and good,
okay,
but you want some pure protein. And so a nut is always the best way. And people really do send us the nuts from all over the world. Sister, whose nuts do we have tonight
these
in your hand?
These nuts were sent to us by Mitch Sutherland. And he is sending these to us from Burien, Washington. Is that nearby?
Burien?
Is that
it
this
is.
Washington?
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Okay. So he sent us Trader Joe's. People send a lot of Trader Joe's nuts our way.
Popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why doesn't just Trader Joe send us his nuts?
That's a great question.
What does he always people send us?
Yeah.
His nuts? All right.
Yeah. He could afford it. So these are the almond butter almonds. They're roasted salted almonds covered in a sweetened almond butter coating. That sounds
That's
nice.
That's a lot of butter.
I don't think we've had these before. So thank you to Mitch. Mitch and
Burien. Mitch and Burien. Mm. Decanting. Sounds
Gonna
lovely.
Can I decant these?
So this is what you want to be aware of, Stacey Hinden. When we play this game, Nut of the Night,
boy,
we're
going to
rate these nuts on a scale of 1
Come
to
on.
100.
Okay.
In the Brother. Following categories.
There we go.
Attractiveness, beauty, and overall sex appeal.
That's one category.
Taste and texture.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically, is this a night you'd like to wrap your lips around again? Go ahead. Our guests okay. always go first.
Please.
But can we play with a little bit of a wilderness style enhancement?
Oh, tell us.
Oh, go for it. As long as I get some
so
of those.
So one
nuts.
Of the things that we invite the kids to do always through all the games that we play, mm-hmm. all the activities, is to tune up their senses.
Ooh.
Tune up
their senses. Because,
okay.
you know, we use our eyes a lot. We use our ears a lot.
Yeah.
But we don't always use our taste or our sense of smell or sense of touch, and all of that is important.
Very so, sensual.
Yes, it is. That's hot. 21 and over.
Agreed.
So what I'm going to invite you into doing is to do your taste test now with your eyes closed.
Oh.
If you like.
Oh, I love it.
And experience how that enhances your experience of the nut.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
Is it my turn to go
yes,
first?
Yes, you go first.
Okay, I'm going to take one with my eyes open, though,
okay.
so I don't grab
Well,
a whole
certainly.
Bunch.
Okay. Don't
I'm closing
choke.
My eyes.
I'm going to grab one, sister. I'm going to pass them to
then
you.
And I'm going to... I'm closing my eyes. Who's handing me these nuts? Oh, okay.
Chris Austin?
Mm.
No?
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh.
Interesting.
You know what? It's so much darker with my eyes closed. I'm observing that first.
You know, I feel like it's so very sweet, sweeter than I care for. Mm. And I wonder if having my eyes closed has helped me to tune into that.
I'm detecting a lot of butter.
It's very
smooth.
There's a layer of saltiness at first that hit my tongue, but then it got very thick and sweet. And like I had to get through that layer before I got to the crunch.
There's a mouthfeel that I don't care for.
Mm. I'm with you. It's a little bit of the plastic consortium left over in the background. Is that doing the top of your palate a little slick?
Yeah. Kind of coating my teeth in a way that I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not loving these. I'm going to tell
you
the
truth. I would like more crunch in those.
I agree.
I enjoyed having my eyes closed.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind keeping them closed. But then I thought I better open them.
I forgot to tell you to open them.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Okay, if you're just listening to 101.9 KVSH on Voice of Vashan. Why do you do that? Again, on
Vashan and Nancy.
Vashan and Nancy on the broadcast. And we are tasting nuts with Stacey Hindon from the Wilderness Program.
What would you think about Mitch's nuts here? On a scale of 1 to 100 on attractiveness, beauty, overall sex appeal. They're cute.
They're adorable. For the listeners, they have little speckles all
they
over
really
them.
They really do.
They really look like little bird eggs.
They look little potatoes.
I think they're adorable. They look like bird eggs.
And
I actually would like to use them because birds is one of the themes at Emergence, at the fundraiser.
For the gala.
That would actually be cute on the tables, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
You're welcome to take these home. Now, after you tell the children to close their eyes to experience something more sensorially with a heightened sense, not seeing. Are they allowed to?
Well, then they get
spit
to open
out.
Their eyes.
They could open their eyes.
I keep going back to these, but I don't care for them.
But if you close your eyes, you also can tune into the sense of sound. And when we're out in nature, it's really important to be able to hear the subtleties of what the forest is communicating with you, because it's always communicating with you. And one of the major things it's telling you is about what's happening on the land or in the air. The birds have their own language, and they're going to let you know when there's a predator.
Listen
to
the birds.
Listen to the birds.
Tuppence a bag. Do you know who has an amazing bird call?
Who?
My beautiful sister.
Oh,
go ahead.
Which one do you want to hear?
Let's hear it.
Give us whatever you're feeling. Give us whatever you feel.
Oh, that's
Isn't
fantastic.
She good? Listen to a whistle now. Give us a whistle. Isn't that nice?
That's beautiful.
She's so talented. Multi-talented.
I was listening to you talk about the senses, and I was thinking it's the same way that I approach lovemaking often, closing my eyes so I can hear more or so that I can feel more.
Now,
sometimes blocking out the sight of your lover, it's better to hear what they have to say and not actually see.
I prefer the opposite. I like to open my eyes. If I'm very interested in my lover, I will gaze at him intensely.
I've heard that.
Yeah. And now if I'm not as interested, I'll like look over his shoulder, watch television, you know, something like that.
It's helpful when blindfolds are implied or otherwise actually
blindfolding
applied.
Is fun.
Yeah.
We do a lot of blindfolding at the program. You could try it with your
lover. Oh, I've tried it.
Oh, she's tried it. Most of her lovers are just sick of her staring right in their eyes.
They're like, please, can we try blindfolds?
Dim the lights.
Oh, guess what? It's time for our favorite segment.
Okay, and that is...
Dear Anne and Nancy. Now, being worldly women of the world, as we are so well... people write to us asking for advice. And so this is a letter that we've received. And if you want to write to us and get some advice, you can. You can email us. Our email address is an acronym for the Identical Twin Sisters. So it's TITS at famousphilsonsisters.com.
Very easy to remember.
Okay? Send us your letters. Here's one. Dear Anne and Nancy, I hope you can help me. I don't know where else to turn. I'm a woman of a certain age who enjoys certain creature comforts and well a nice glass of wine at the end of the day under a comfy Afghan from Home Goods. Oh, that's nice. I'm blessed to be dating a rather special gentleman at this stage in life. He's handsome and funny, opens the door and picks up the tab. There's one problem, and it might be a sticking point. My gentleman friend likes to camp. Oh, good.
I can handle this one.
And I'm not talking about glamping. I mean tent, cot, sleeping bag, hiking, all that. No hair dryer, no refrigeration, no indoor plumbing, no indoors at all. Ann and Nancy help. I don't want to be a spoil sport, but camping does not sound like a good time to this gal. Signed, indoor enthusiast.
I am sick to my stomach for this.
I am sweating. I'm so nervous.
Stacey, what can we tell her? Other than 911, she should probably be called 911.
Talk about edges. I feel like we're going to talk about edges.
I think it's very hard for some people to feel comfortable getting dirty.
Yeah.
For some people to sit down on the ground. And, you know, you take it slow. But there's a way in which she needs to realize that camping with all that gear is kind of like glamping, from my perspective, because we teach the kids how to find materials and build a debris shelter.
Oh, dear God.
So that if you are in an emergency situation for 72 hours, you can survive.
Oh, good
You'll be
God.
Safe
73,
and
you're screwed, though.
Listen, if you have a man in a limo, you don't... This is very intense. I think it's... So you're saying it's sort of all relative.
It is all relative. That's what I mean. We have to meet people where they're at. So if she were to come to our programs, I would help
Could
her
Could she date someone in your program?
You know what?
That would be helpful.
Trans-
I'd rather meet your relative, Debbie, at a bagel shop than any of this. To me, this is a showstopper to me.
In fact,
there's plenty of elderly men to date.
To just process,
do you know what I mean?
Who have roofs over their heads
okay.
and mattresses under their backs and indoor plumbing.
I got to tell you, that makes me so nervous.
I mean, I love the earth. I really do. And I have seen it that last time we took a trip to Mars. It's
and when
lovely.
You remember when you had pica and then you were eating the earth?
I didn't intend
to. We transitioned through beets and then she was done. She got right through it.
One time I dropped a piece of toast with peanut butter the wrong way. Yeah. And ever since she's told people that I had pica.
Well, I thought it was pica.
I'm going to encourage you twin sisters to work with me because I want to help you.
I'm sitting down.
I think it's very important because we are living in a world where there's a climate crisis, in case you haven't noticed.
I know, but we're very old. I don't think we're going to have to worry about it.
We're already going to be made into diamonds anyway when we die.
I mean, I feel very sorry for our grandchildren if we had any, but we don't. And so I just want to say, okay, I'm sorry, everybody, and we're going to be done.
We're out.
Yes, but you need to remember that it's so important what you grew up with and what I grew up with, where our parents might have said, stay out there till dark, don't come back till dark. That doesn't exist anymore in the age of helicopter parenting and where...
Pedophiles.
Pedophiles. Where parents are afraid. They're afraid for their children. But their children need to learn to be resilient. And how do they do that? They have to practice. They have to be given challenges. They have to be given trust and independence. And we help guide them. You talked about fear earlier. There's a lot of fear out there, absolutely. But it's so important to actually learn information. And so with information, you can learn how to meet that fear and transform your relationship with it so that you can become stronger and more resilient. Because these kids are having to solve problems that we never had to solve growing up.
Oh,
and it's only going to get more challenging.
But
for
I'll
them.
Tell you what,
we grew up lawyers.
I think in the era of helicopter parenting, I think it's nothing but a good sign for the economy that so many people can afford helicopters.
It is wonderful.
Wouldn't you agree?
I think it's fantastic, honestly. And now for our favorite segment, because unfortunately,
how did it go? It went like
we
that.
We learned so much, and I'm still learning. Do not forget, first of all, before we play this, we'll do it after this.
Okay.
I just want to come up with the date of the gala.
Yeah,
this is one of our favorite segments, Stacey Hindon. All night you're thinking, these identical twin sisters, Nancy, who's Nancy?
Which
who's
one?
Ann?
Which
who's
one?
Ann? Who's Ann? Who's Nancy? You can't tell us apart and don't feel bad if
Nobody
you don't.
Can.
So we're going to play a little game, and it's called Who's Touching You Now?
Now, we've already explored.
Close my eyes.
We've explored blindfold, but the FCC will not allow us to use them on the air anymore. So you're going to have to close your eyes your own accord.
We know
you're
you
Nancy,
are.
We'll see. Okay, here
we
it comes.
Shut down those other senses and tune the other ones.
Yeah, tune it in. You can use your sense of taste. I might come for the mouth. You never know.
No, it's COVID.
Okay, that's Nancy, and that's Anne.
You're correct. Wow. You're correct.
You know, I think she spent some time in the forest.
Well done.
Wow.
Well done, Stacy Hinden. You're terrific. We want to thank you, and we want to know if you're ready for the life-changing that's going to happen after you're appearing on the broadcast.
You're going to blow up.
I think I'm ready. I hope that it turns out that people get so excited by what they heard that they're going to come to Emergence on March 25th
at
5 o'clock.
Yes. How do they find out about
they
it?
They need to go to our website, vashonwilderness.org, and all it's the information
serious business
is there. But did you know there's also a 9-day, not a 10-day, that would be too, you know,
it's
common,
long.
But 9-day online silent auction.
Oh, I love that.
Leading up to the event, it's going
we're
to
gonna
be
We're
going to
buy fabulous. The hell out of it.
Yeah, we are.
We love online shopping.
Beautiful, beautiful things to help you connect to yourself, to your community,
sounds
to nature.
Glorious.
Very mission driven. I hope that people...
I love mission-style architecture.
Stace,
would you ever consider
would be nice.
Relocating to Germany?
No.
Pity.
No, I don't think so.
Well, thank you to our guest, Stacey
Thank
Hinton.
You anyway.
Thank you, Filson Sisters.
Everyone, we'll see you right next year, next time on The Broadcast, where we chat with Sandra Bullock and Tony. All three of them.
Goodbye, Vashon. Stay beautiful.
Or just keep doing what you're doing.